USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After just over a week of massive protests against police brutality, the current marches are featuring few reports of problems. Authorities believe hundreds of thousands are turning out nationally. Wearing masks and urging fundamental change, protesters continue to gather in dozens of places from coast to coast, while mourners in North Carolina waited hours to glimpse the golden coffin carrying the body of George Floyd, the black man whose death at the hands of Minneapolis police galvanized the expanding movement. Demonstrations also reached four other continents, ending in clashes in London and France. In the U.S., Seattle police used flashbang devices and pepper spray to disperse protesters, hurling rocks, bottles, and what authorities say were improvised explosives that had injured officers. The largest U.S. demonstrations appear to be in Washington, D.C., where protesters continue to flood the streets, which are closed to traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen. Because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Nearly 300 New York police officers have been injured amid the ongoing protest following George Floyd's death. The figure provided by police gave some initial context to the fallout of how the protests, now lasting over a week, have impacted law enforcement. The extent of the 292 injuries is not clear. The bulk of the protests have reportedly been peaceful. U.S. cities have utilized law enforcement to tamp down on the more violent and destructive aspects. The unrest had become so dangerous earlier that President Trump threatened to deploy armed forces to help police officers and the National Guard. Five family members were killed in a plane crash in Georgia as they were traveling to a funeral in Indiana. The Putnam County, Georgia Sheriff's Office said the family was flying from Williston, Florida to Newcastle, Indiana. Sheriff Howard Still said he still does not know how many people were on board the plane, but he did confirm the deaths of the five relatives who are Florida residents. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There are new face mask guidelines, and USA's Wendy King has more.
There is some new guidance on face coverings just put out by the World Health Organization. The official name for masks or protective face coverings at this point is fabric masks. The new three-layer guidances are for the general public. Each layer of the mask is designed for a specific purpose. The inner layer should be an absorbent material like cotton. The middle layer should be a non-woven material like polypropylene. You can buy that very easily online. And finally, an outer layer of a non-absorbent material such as polyester or a polyester blend.
John Elway said he's no longer standing on the sidelines and is joining with the players, coaches, and the organization in speaking up against racism, police brutality, and any injustice against the black community. The comments from the Denver Broncos general manager came in a lengthy Twitter post at the end of a rough week in which his head coach, Vic Fangio, drew widespread condemnation for suggesting that he didn't see any racism or discrimination in the NFL. Fangio apologized a day later. Several Broncos players and coaches are expected to gather for a march and speeches at the state capitol in downtown Denver. Elway went on to say he fully supports his players using any platform to call for change, and he suggested that sports can be much more than a distraction at this difficult time, and that we can all be part of the solution. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.